Hello, hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Skeptics and Seekers Sunday Sermon Shorts. Hamas terrorists ordered to kill as many people as possible. Target schools in attacks report. This is the Christian Post. There is nothing funny in today's story. Only very, very sad. There is an opportunity for someone to accuse me of a false equivalency. And they may have a point. We'll see. Let me just read the first paragraph from this story. Newly uncovered documents reveal that Hamas terrorists were directed to kill as many people as possible, with a specific focus on elementary schools and youth centers. These meticulously rehearsed attacks resulted in a death toll exceeding 1,300 in Israel alone, according to official sources. We have no way to really verify any of these reports, so I do want to say that up front. That said, we also don't have any reason to doubt the truth of these reports. Let us accept these reports as given. But that is not the end of the story. I know you wonder what could possibly cause such hatred in one people toward another. So I want to take you back to a thing that Jews and Christians consider history. And what is history but yesterday's newspaper? Yesterday's CBN. Yesterday's Christian Post. It was delivered in the book of Hosea, chapter 13, verse 16. Samaria will be severely punished because she has rebelled against her God, her people. Three things. Listen. Listen to this. This is what God is going to do. Her people will fall by the sword. Her little ones will be dashed to pieces. But it doesn't end there. And her pregnant women will be ripped open. This is the word of the Lord. Praise be to God. Now, perhaps I am misreading yesterday's newspaper. Perhaps I am not taking into account the more scholarly views on this passage. I could be accused of that. It would be a false accusation, but I get it. And so I turn to the great Christian sage, Calvin. This paragraph is a little long, but I think it's all necessary. Here we go. But if anyone objects and says that infants and babes, as yet concealed in the wombs of their mothers, deserve not such a grievous punishment as they have not hitherto merited such a thing, it may be answered that the whole human race are guilty before God, so that infants, though not yet come forth to the light, are yet included as being under guilt, so that God cannot be charged with cruelty, though he may use his own right towards them. And further, we hear what he declares in many places, that he will devolve the sins of parents on their children. Since it is so, let us learn to acquiesce in these awful judgments of God. Though very repugnant to our feelings, for we know that we must not contend with God, and that it would be extreme presumption to do so, it would be impious audacity. Though, then, the reason for this punishment may not appear to us, we ought yet reverently to regard his judgment, this judgment of God. Okay, I think I understand you, Calvin. What you are saying is God did, by his own hand or by the enemy's hand, order the punishments that, and let me get this right, I don't want to misquote anything, they be severely punished. Her people will fall by the sword. Her little ones will be dashed to pieces. And her pregnant women will be ripped open. And Calvin says, we should praise God for his judgments. And you wonder why I so despise religion. Okay, but I hear you, and I did suggest that this might come up at the beginning, that there might be an occasion for you to accuse me of false equivalency. I confess it. This is a false equivalency. What Hamas is doing right now by targeting school buses is nowhere near the atrocity. Of dashing little ones to pieces against stone walls and ripping open pregnant women. Praise be to God. I'm out.